Google today began testing a carpooling service in Tel Aviv, Israel. The test is being conducted by Google's Waze group. Waze is a social driving and mapping app that Google acquired 2 years ago. Or Hirschog is a tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal and joins us now from Tel Aviv. Welcome to you, Or.
Hi, Mike. What's interesting about this bit is how Google plans to avoid being scrutinized by regulators in Israel and probably all around the world. And they're not sketching it as your usual carpooling service. They're saying this is just for commuters, and they're going to limit the amount of rides that any driver can offer. So it would only be like he's picking up his neighbors and going to work and then coming back and not actually making a profit out of it. So they can only pay for the expenses, which is gas and wear and tear. And that's basically it. I'm not sure how this actually fits with Israeli regulation, which is quite strict and quite literal. That would be very interesting to watch how this plays out.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar. I know that one of your colleagues wrote for the Wall Street Journal about, I think it was a few months ago, about an app called Ride, which is similar to this in the sense that it's instead of being a ride, sort of a quasi-pseudo taxi service like Uber, it's a carpooling service where you pick people up along your route and you get reimbursed for gas and that sort of thing. How is this different or similar to Ride? I do know, for example, that Ride is something that is being sold to the companies that would then offer it to their employees. Is this likely to be similar, or is it too early to tell?
So it's a bit early to say how this specific service differentiates from all the various services. You have quite a few in Europe as well. And I just got an email from somebody saying that he has something similar in Turkey. The point is that they're offering it as a peer-to-peer service. It's all based on what users actually punch in terms of their destination, in terms of where they are located. It's not supposed to be a B2B approach. They're not approaching businesses at the time. And if I remember correctly, actually Waze had something very, very similar in terms of being able to set up a place where you're located, and then somebody that has a Waze account can come and pick you up with very, very detailed locationing. I think the only major thing that they are divided in now is the ability to pay somebody. And as said, it's not actually, you know, it's poised as an Uber competitor, but for sure, it's not an Uber competitor, at least not for now.
It's really great to see Waze doing this, monetizing it like this. I've been wondering what Google would do with Waze. Of course, Waze is a great mapping app. It's a great alternative to Google Maps if you're taking a trip, because basically the way it works is it crowdsources or uses social tools to share information about what's going on. So, for example, if there's a hazard on the side of the road, or some police person is there, or there's cheap gas, or this, that, and the other thing, all this information is essentially crowdsourced. So as a user, you put in that information and share it with other users. And you can also see those other users, at least the ones who've chosen to be seen, on the map as you're driving around. It's a great app. Yeah. Now, go ahead, Or.
Actually, historically, Waze started out as a social service because they didn't want to pay for mapping. So they used the information coming from user to actually create the maps of the world that are all around us, instead of, you know, taking satellite photos and discerning what's there. They actually let the cars move around and draw the roads as they're going.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Now, in addition to this being used through Waze, it's also available through something called RideWith. What is RideWith?
So if you ask me, that RideWith is an app that they brought to the market. It's just out today. And for me, it spells that they don't want the service to be offered only to Waze users, which are usually drivers and people that have cars. But they want to offer it also to customers who don't usually use Waze. So they made like a customer side app for people who want to order rides. And that is coupled with Waze. So if I want to order a rideshare, I do it through RideWith. If I'm a driver who wants to pick up passengers, I'm doing it through my Waze.